At this time of the service, we typically pass the offering plate. We're you probably heard in the last couple weeks that we're not doing that here at Peace. We do have offering plates at located near the doors as you exit after our service. The reasoning behind that is simply because offering is a free will thought, a free will act, response of God. If you are visiting with us this morning, we're happy that you're here visiting us. And we just want you to know that happiness is just that you're here today. There's no obligation to give. Certainly, our members here want to take care of the ministry that happens here. So just a note about the offerings at the conclusion of worship. We're going to continue with the prayers of the church. And at this time, I'd invite you to stand for those prayers. The Lord says through his prophet Ezekiel, I will seek the lost and I will bring back the strayed and I will bind up the injured and I will strengthen the weak. Confident in the care of our faithful shepherd, let us bring our thanksgivings, requests, and intercessions before our Father's throne of grace. Faithful shepherd, you are so good to us. Even when we stray from your presence through disobedience to your commands, you bring us back into your presence through the good news that we have received in this time of worship. Grant that we treasure all we possess in the gospel of Christ. Guiding shepherd, you lead us with your mercy that we may dwell in your presence forever. Salvation is found solely in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Enable us to bring the good news of his life, death, and resurrection to all souls for whom he offered his life. Enable us to open our lips and declare your wonders to the world. Loving shepherd, you care for all that you have made, for all the world is yours. Grant that those who are broken in heart, mind and spirit find refreshment in your presence. Open our eyes to the needs of our neighbors, for in them we see you. Give us hearts to serve others with the mercy you give to us all. Healing shepherd, you bind up the wounds of those who suffer in both body and soul. Lord, today we pray for your presence and guidance for those that are living near the fires, especially that fire down in Oak Ridge, that you'd protect life and guide those that are the firefighters that are on the lines taking care of these fires. Be with them, Lord, and protect their life as well. Lord, also those names that we mentioned here this morning in our worship, for those who are recovering from illness today, Andrew and Emily, Margaret, Lisa, those who are mourning the loss of Tom, Christina, Aspen, Dave, Kyla, Daryl and Janine, Larry, Terry, Libby, Nicole, Michael, Jen and Gabrielle, Bernice, Bruce and Kathy, Gary and Katie, Spencer, Riley, Betty, Steve, Courtney, Bev, Tim and Raina, Melody and Brad, Holly, John, and Kai. Whatever the need is and whatever the circumstance, draw your sheep into the fold of your care that they receive the healing you desire from them. Open our eyes to see your healing hand at work. As sheep who trust in their faithful shepherd, we bring these prayers along with all the unspoken prayers of our hearts before you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.